Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Kate Tykocki, who is Chief Communications Officer with the Capital Area Michigan Works. Good evening, Kate. How are you?
Great. How are you?
You guys had an exciting day today, wrapped up mid-afternoon today, something called the Greater Lansing Journey to Jobs, and it sounds like you just filled the Lansing Center.
Well, we did what we could. We had several hundred job seekers out to attend workshop sessions all morning long. And then this afternoon, they got the chance to meet with about 75 hiring employers here in the Lansing area.
Well, and how many years have you done this?
This is actually only the second time we've put on this particular event. We've always, you know, been involved in career fairs and job expos and that kind of thing, but this is really a revamp of that concept based on employer and job seeker feedback.
Well, and to have 75 different companies, I'm guessing, well, they spanned all kinds of different areas of employment, I'm guessing.
It was fantastic. This is by far the most diverse crowd that we've seen come out in a while, either at the traditional job fairs or at last year's Journey to Jobs. We had about 15 more employers this time around, and we had them in all sorts of industries, everything, you know, from bio to manufacturing, healthcare, information technology, insurance, financial services, and even retail and food service. We really saw jobs running the gamut.
Well, and what about the group of job seekers? You had over 900 folks, was the estimate. Did that hold true?
Yeah, we had a great crowd come out today, and we really saw, again, some diversity in that. Everything from students at Michigan State University and Lansing Community College interested in internships to, you know, professionals looking for entry-level work up to advanced degrees. So it was a great crowd, and it was wonderful to see everyone, you know, professionally dressed and really prepared to be there.
Well, and what's interesting about that, too, is we keep hearing that, you know, there's a group of folks, certainly, who have become discouraged and given up, and this kind of flies in the face of that, boy, when given an opportunity and are presented with an event like this, they're ready to be front and center and look for good employment.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the hardest things for people. It can get very discouraging and be a very depressing experience to continually be rejected while you're looking for a job. And so coming to an event like this, not only do you get to make some really valuable connections that hopefully you recognize the importance of and continue to leverage, but you also get to see you're not alone. There are a lot of resources out there and a lot of people who want to help to see you be successful.
And I think another interesting part of this, we've heard of job fairs, and those are great things, but to have the workshop component of this, I think is what makes this pretty extraordinary.
That's something that we really wanted to change because we heard from businesses that, you know, candidates coming in were not prepared, and we heard from job seekers that it was like a cattle call. They're standing in these long lines only to find out that, you know, they're just not a good fit for the company, and that was something we really wanted to try to get away from. We'd rather serve less individuals, but serve them in a more meaningful and efficient way.
Well, and part of the workshops, and, you know, we all do a lot with social media, it seems, and the importance of that is becoming more apparent to everybody. But some of the workshops, what were some of the other topics? So how to use social media in the job search, and what other kind of things?
Well, we had a great workshop on talking about finding the hidden job market, which really focused on networking and how you can reach out. We had the standard resumes, cover letters, interviews. But then we also had a small business panel talking about the advantages of working for a small business and how to connect with them. It's very different. They're not going to be posting a job on Monster.com. We had internship workshops, so really had a great diversity in those as well.
And the intern part I thought was interesting as well, and you just mentioned the small businesses. A small business may not be ready to hire a full-time employee, but they could sure hire an intern perhaps, and you can get amazing training there that looks great on paper.
Absolutely. No, and that's a topic that hits kind of close to my heart because my first job was at a small business. I started as an intern, was added on as a part-time employee, and then got to move into a full-time position once I graduated. And so, you know, I know firsthand the importance of being able to connect with businesses of 10 employees or less and the great and valuable experience that you can get there. And there's often not as much competition. It's more about connection and personality than it might necessarily be about the number of degrees or years of experience. So it can be a really good fit for people.
And where does it go from here, from the day's events? Is it now up to the employees that were there to connect with the folks seeking jobs? Or does Capital Area Michigan Works still have a part in this specific event for them?
Well, Well, we're still available for people who need help. You know, that's what we do most, you know, most days in addition to the journey to jobs. But I think it's really important that job seekers recognize the importance of follow-through after an event like this. Even though, you know, you might have been one in 500 instead of, you know, one in 1,000 or 2,000 like we would have seen at our previous job expos, you still have to stand out. So you still have to send that follow-up email or that thank you card. Stay in touch with the folks that you met, job seekers and employers, workshop presenters and volunteers, and build your personal and professional network so that you can connect with employment.
And for folks who want to hear more about, well, this event, you know, that was on, it's on the website. This one is over, but boy, there's always something going on at Capital Area Michigan Works. Where can they go to get some more information and see how to go for the next step if they're a job seeking?
Sure. Well, our website is camw.org, and it's a great place to find information.
Well, it sure is. Kate, thank you so much. I know you're wrapping up things and still picking up, and that's the other fun part of an event like this. Thank you for telling us all about this, and we wish everyone who attended today the best of luck in seeking out that job. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks. We've been speaking with Kate Tykocki, who is Chief Communications Officer with Capital Area Michigan Works, talking today about the Greater Lansing Journey to Jobs at the Lansing Center. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.